Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the conference call on DSM announced adjustments to its organizational and operational model. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulty in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. Now, I would like to turn over the call to Mr. Herman Betten. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this conference call on the organizational changes that we announced earlier this morning, and thank you for joining at such short notice. Sitting here with me are Mr. Feike Sijbesma, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the DSM Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, Chief Financial Officer and Member of the DSM Managing Board. They will elaborate on the announcement and, after that, answer your questions. This call will last 30 minutes and is intended for representatives of the media. As a reminder, I am obliged to tell you that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to direct you to the disclaimers about forward-looking statements as published in the press release and on our website. And now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Sijbesma. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this call on the organizational changes we announced today. And before we start with the Q&A, I would like to briefly highlight some of the key points of our announcement, and you can find it all on our website, www.dsm.com. When we last spoke at the Q2 results, we already told you we would announce the scope of the program of the DSM worldwide support functions by the end of this month, and that is today. In the press release, which we distributed earlier today, we announced adjustments to our organizational and operational model. And these changes follow on the recent portfolio changes and aim to create a more agile, a more focused, and a more cost-efficient organization with a stronger focus on businesses and markets. And after a period of portfolio change and acquisitions, we now focus on operational performance and growth of our business. We take out some of the staff functions and leverage them worldwide and make a more efficient and focused organization. So we leverage all the support functions globally across DSM, and we capture scale benefits and deliver high-quality professional support at a lower cost globally. And this will lead to a reduction in size of the global support functions, also in view of the portfolio changes we made earlier. And this new model and this global leveraging of the support functions will apply to finance, to HR, personnel and organization, to legal, to IT, to business services, indirect sourcing, communications, and the corporate departments, as well the regional centers. In addition, we will implement efficiency measures in our major R&D centers globally. We continue to fully focus on innovation, but we will take some efficiency measures also in R&D. The DSM business groups remain, of course, the cornerstones of the company, and they, due to this change of the organization, can fully focus on what they should focus on: innovation R&D, direct sourcing, manufacturing operations and marketing and sales, so the prime functions of the company. And all these measures will result into a headcount reduction of 900 to 1,100 FTEs, of which approximately half in the Netherlands, because several of the corporate staff departments are located in the Netherlands. And it will be fully implemented by 2017. Of course, we will try to transfer people as much as possible from work to work. Past is not a guarantee for the future, but in the past we succeeded many times in that. Structural savings from the reduced headcount and the lower spend are estimated at 125-150 million compared with 2014, fully achieved by the end of 2017. And the one-off restructuring charges, including severance costs, are estimated 150-175 million before tax. We also announced to strengthen our management structure and to delayer and establish an executive committee to enable faster strategic alignment and operational execution. The legal and statutory responsibilities obviously remain fully with the managing board. And as said before, we are developing a business growth improvement and efficiency program for our nutrition business, and on that we will tell you much more during the Capital Markets Days on November 4th. And with that, I would like to open the floor for questions. Operator. Operator?
I'm sorry, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the question and answer session now. To be registered for the question and answer queue, please press star 1. First question is from Bart Meijer, ANP. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can you please give us some more insight on the job cuts in the Netherlands? Where will they be? Is this all in Limburg or also in other places in the Netherlands?
All right. As said, we will have we don't know the exact figure, between 900 and 1100 job losses, of which approximately half in the Netherlands. Because several of the staff departments, corporate departments, are located in the Netherlands, and for a large part that is in the southern part of the Netherlands. So most of the jobs will be redundant over there.
Okay, you are aiming to help people transfer to other jobs, but
yep.
There will be forced redundancies in this program.
Yeah,
can you maybe give an indication?
We never exclude forced redundancies. We have a department and program helping always in these kind of reorganizations from work to work. If I look to the history, we many times succeeded to bring people from work to work, and we will try to do that again at this moment. The somewhat strengthened Dutch economy at this moment might be of help here, but yeah, past is never a guarantee for the future, and I cannot exclude forced redundancies also, and we have also in our one-time off anticipated on severance payments. We have a good social plan always in the Netherlands, but we need to see, but we will try to help people as much as possible to work in one of the other companies.
Okay, and your strategic plans that we will hear on the 4th of November, will they also include job losses, or can you exclude job losses from these plans?
No, we will, on the 4th of November, we will tell you much more about our growth and efficiency programs in nutrition and how we can further grow and what you can expect in the years to come from our nutrition business. Going together with an update of the strategy for the years to come, which we make at the same announcement. And I cannot already elucidate, of course, that what we will announce at that moment. So we need to see that at that moment.
Okay.
But
so
this is another
yeah.
program which is mainly not in the Netherlands, to be honest,
mm-hmm.
because the nutrition business is mainly operating out of Switzerland, United States, China, etc. So there is a smaller part in the Netherlands, or a very small part.
Okay. Thank you for now.
Okay.
Next question is from Elko van Groningen, Bloomberg. Back. Go ahead, please.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. So I understand you don't want to say anything about what this means for your strategy update later in the year. Can you rule out any more job cuts, and then specifically at the nutrition division later in the year?
No, I don't rule out anything because we announced the plans we announced. So today is this, and in November is the nutrition one. So let's focus today on what we announced today, and in November on what we announced at that moment. And at the moment I elucidate more on the November plan, then we are in November, and we are not in November because we are in August. So let's us do that at that moment, if you allow me. And what we do today has to do with focusing the business very much on growing the business after a period which we had of acquisitions and a lot of portfolio changes. Even this year we had an important portfolio change. We now said we want to fully focus on operational performance improvement and the business focus on growth. Now, by doing that, we said let's the business fully focus on the prime functions, like R&D and innovation, sourcing, manufacturing, and selling the product. That is basically what they need to do. And we take out all the different staff departments and we bundle them globally, which a lot is in the Netherlands. And by bundling, we can work more efficient and reduce cost at the same moment and make ourselves more competitive. That is basically what we announced today. You're right, in November, we will go further. Okay, what can you then expect of that nutrition growth in the future? And that we do in November together with our total strategy update.
Yes, okay, but just to be clear, you can't rule out any more job cuts at the nutrition division.
Yeah, you can never rule that out because this is the program of the staff departments globally, and we did not at this moment go in specifically on nutrition. So that we do in November.
Okay, and then a further question, because you said this cost savings that you announced today, it's a program that basically the job cuts will end at 2017, and that's the moment that the structural savings will be at their maximum. Can I from that derive that in the next 2 years there's also not going to be any big M&A, and that maybe M&A will start or restart from 2018 again, when you have implemented this cost program and have the money to start making investments again? Is that a way I can read this, or?
Well, let me loosen it a little bit. This program indeed will last till the end of 2017. So by the end of 2017, on a running rate, so that's full year 2018, we have implemented all the savings, of which, of course, the major part also of the restructuring charges will be taken in 2016. That is the major year, of course, of which we will implement the program, and the next part in 2017. At the end of 2017, we should have finalized this. Acquisitions, at this very moment, indeed, we are not busy with any large acquisitions, so at this moment you should not expect that. When the moment comes to focus again on acquisitions, I'm not going to predict exactly now, and not saying that cannot be in 2017. But on the short notice, I would not expect indeed big acquisitions, because at short notice now, we are fully busy with operational performance improvement and growing at our own strengths. And you're right that somewhere in this period, we will be open again maybe for acquisitions, but when that is, we need to see. It depends also on the speed in which we can implement this program, and the speed that the business are fully prepared for growth, because that is what we want. And I think, to be honest, it's healthy for a company if you have a period of portfolio transformation and divestment and a lot of acquisitions to integrate all the acquisitions and to focus now on organic growth on our own strengths. And that is what we do now, basically.
Okay, and then my very, very last question. I don't know, have you spoken to any of your investors about these job cuts already? And if you have, what's the feedback you get?
No, we do not specifically talk with investors on this program, although we announced already that we are working on this. This was public information, so all investors know that we're working on operational performance improvement, on a nutrition program in November, and on this program to be announced before the end of August, and that's now today. That is known by all of the investors. I guess, I hope that all the investors appreciate our focus on operational performance improvement. I feel that also, of course, they like that. Of course, several investors will also wait for our strategic update in November and look to that. We implemented this program out of our own strengths, our own opinion, that the business should focus on the business, we should leverage the global staff functions, and with that reduce costs.
Okay, thank you. No further questions from me.
Okay.
Next question is from Hans Verbraken, Financieel Dagblad. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mr. Siersma. I have a few questions. First, how many staff people do you have now at the moment supporting the business units?
Yeah.
Yes, good morning. The current population that we are addressing in this program is 4,400 FTEs, so this gives you the overall scope that we are tackling with this program, if that's what you're trying to get to.
Yes, I try to get how many people you have you in service for supporting all your research, your operating business, and so on.
Now, we have to be careful here that the scope of the support functions that we are addressing with the program is 4,400 FTEs. We have to distinguish between who are in research and development, because that is not strictly in the scope of this program. For research and development, we're only going to be looking at some efficiency improvements in terms of getting more out of our resources. But the support functions, which is the focus here, is the number that I've just given you.
Yes.
So that means that you talk about roughly 20% of the support functions which we reduce. And like Geraldine said, the part is in scope and that we have a reduction.
Okay, thank you very much. Then what's the idea about establishing an executive committee? What makes you working on this?
Well, what we have done already, we reduced the managing board from 5 to 4 members, and in fact we are delayering at several layers in the organization. Those functions, those people we took in the executive committee are already existing functions, and we, next to the statutory and legal responsibilities which fully remain with the managing board, we strengthen and enlarge that senior management of DSM with those 4 already existing functions, and therefore delayering closer to the business, closer alignment in the company, and it's all focused on execution also of this organizational model we have today, which we focus the business on the business and leverage global staffs and staff departments. And we believe that with the establishment also of this executive committee, we can implement our plans better, faster, more aligned.
So it's to act quicker on opportunities?
To act quicker on opportunities, to be more agile, closer to each other. The scope of the company has been changing over the period. We fully focus on nutrition and high-performance materials. The bulk chemicals beginning of this year are taken out of the portfolio. So we need all to be close to each other, implement with full speed these plans, and therefore strengthening of the senior management of the company by establishing this executive committee.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press star one.
Any other questions, operator?
No, there are no further questions. Please continue.
Okay, then I would like to make some closing remarks before handing over to Herman. Appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, calling in this morning, and you were not aware, of course, we would come with this press release, so although you knew it's before the end of this month, but not today, so appreciate your flexibility this morning very much. And as I said, after a period of acquisitions, we now focus on organic growth. Businesses fully focused on customers, markets, and growing our business. All corporate staff departments being combined and leveraged, and the executive committee should also help to be more agile and with a higher speed implement all of this. And with these actions and organizational change, we believe that we are preparing ourselves better for the future and for future growth, and we can cope better with the opportunities ahead of us. So. And of course, we will take care in the best possible way of the people involved in a work-to-work setting like we always do. That is basically the summary of what we announced today and try to achieve with this announcement and new setup of the organization. Herman, back to you.
All right. Then also thanks from me for joining. And if you have any additional questions, you know where to find me, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Thank you.